A lot of classical musicians think a lot about their heritage, you know, performance practice, the tradition of learning, trying to connect, trying to get as close as possible to the source, to the composer. And sometimes that can make us feel that, you know, for instance, if I was Austrian, I would have a better sense of how to play Mozart. Or because I'm from Brooklyn, I know how to play Gershwin. Those are imaginary connections that we draw. I don't believe in them. And I think that we can connect with music from all different places because of our own understanding of the music itself, not about the culture that surrounds it. And also all sorts of different kinds of connections that we have with people. So, for instance, Salomon Mikovsky, my teacher, he seems about as Cuban as it's possible to be. But, of course, his name is not at all Cuban because his parents were Polish-Jewish immigrants who moved to Cuba. So he identifies very, very strongly with being a Cuban, and yet he's not sort of an indigenous Cuban, so to speak. I always felt a kind of connection to Cuba through him because he talked about it so much. And when I went to Cuba to play with these musicians in the Havana Lyceum Orchestra, I felt a real bond to them.
You speak of the Havana Lyceum Orchestra and their makeup of students, recent graduates, professors, and about how the sound made came from within them. And I would love to hear you talk a little more about the distinct makeup and the sound and just what it was like to collaborate with this orchestra.
So they're mainly young. I mean, they're mainly in their 20s, the orchestra, with some people in their 30s. I think that their sound is very unusual for any ensemble, but especially for one of people that young. And also given the fact that a lot of them are playing on instruments that are not of the best quality. When I first played with them, they were playing with not great strings either. So how do they create this sound that they make that's so, it has a kind of burnished quality to it, and also it's very uniform amongst them. They collectively make a group sound. So their conductor, Jose Patron, he really trained them to do this. And they are all really amazing listeners, which, you know, you don't always necessarily think of. You think a musician has to be able to be good at playing. But in order to play well, you have to be able to listen well. And they listen to each other very well. And that comes through in how they play.
Just a little bit about Havana and your connection with Havana. You say it's a city profoundly different from any other you know, and their deep engagement with music. So I would just love to hear you talk a little bit more about your relationship with Havana.
I guess the only city that I think of being somewhat like it is New Orleans, in that, you know, if you go around New Orleans, you hear music everywhere. And in Havana, wherever you walk, there's music. It was a city that had all sorts of different challenges. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of the buildings are crumbling and in need of repair, and, you know, streets are torn up, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done in the city. And yet it also is incredibly vibrant and upbeat, and people are walking around and talking to each other, and late at night you can go out and everybody's hanging out and talking and playing music. I just think that it's really beautiful how there's such an emphasis on socializing and communication and the arts there.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Simona, for talking to me about your fantastic new album.
Thank you, Katie. Nice to talk with you.